Okay, well, say good morning. Let's begin. Perek Yud Beis. Page Kuf Lamed Zayin. B'darchi Knias Hakin HaNikiyos. So remember, again, we spent an incredible amount of time in Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11, speaking about the Midah of Nikiyos. Now, of course, remember the way that Mesilas Yesharim is structured is that Ramchal discusses a Midah, and then afterwards he discusses how to acquire that particular Midah. So, in this chapter, again, B'darchi Knias HaNikiyos. Ultimately, again, how does one actively acquire this particular trait? Hinei, Ha'emtzoi Ha'amiti Liknos HaNikiyos, Hu Hasmodas HaKriya B'Divrei Chachamim, Zichron Livracha, Im Be'inyani Halachas, Im Be'inyani HaMusarim. How does one acquire the Midah of Nikiyos? Ultimately, again, by constantly learning the words of the Chachamim, whether it's Halacha or whether it's Musar. So I'll say on a very simple level, what is Nikiyos? Nikiyos means the ability to be cleansed and to be free from even the smallest vestiges of sin. So of course, the only way to do that really is to, number one, know what sin is. Like, a lot of times we do things not out of spite or not out of chas v'shalom, even a lack of care or concern, but what we call chisaron yediyah. I don't even know. I didn't know. I did not know that it was usur. I did not know you can't do this. I did not know that this is not appropriate. So the mice again, so therefore says Ramchal, one of the ways in which a person acquires the midah of Nikiyus is by going ahead and learning. So a person learns halacha, a person goes ahead and, a person goes ahead and learns musr, right? So remember again, the study of musr, what we're doing now, the study of musr sensitizes a person to certain things. So meaning what Ramchal is pointing out is that a lot of times when we end up transgressing, especially again when speaking about the tentacles or appendages of sin, it's either because, it's a lot of times it's because I don't know, I don't have knowledge, so learn halacha, or even if I have knowledge, I might not have a sensitivity. That's where musr comes in. You see, I will say, people sometimes don't like the word musr, because musr often is understood as rebuke, right? And rebuke means I did something wrong, and someone's going to yell at me that I did something wrong. So no one really enjoys that process very much. Musr doesn't mean to rebuke. Musr means to instruct. That many times in life, we just don't have the right sensitivities in terms of how we're living or how we're acting. Divri Musr, give us those sensitivities. Therefore says Ramchal, step number one in acquiring the Midah of Nikiyus is learning the words of Chazal, learning Halacha, learning Musr. Kihime, achar shekvar his ames eitzal ha'odam, chovas ha'nikiyus, v'hatzorech bo. Because after it's become clear to a person the need, the obligation for Nikiyus and the need for it, achar shekvar hisig hazihirus v'hazirizus, b'mashin is asik b'darchi kiniyosam, v'israchik mimafsi dehem. And remember again, after a person has become proficient in the areas of zihirus and zirizus, which we discussed earlier in the Sefer, hine lo yisharu lo ata ikuvim liknos hanikiyos, ela yediyas hadiktuk asher b'mitzvos, kedei sheyuchal lehizaher b'kulam. So as I said, the Ramchal also adds in over here as follows. If a person goes ahead and has been following the order that we've been espousing in this Sefer so far. Remember again, this is only, interestingly enough, we're only up to the third Shar. So remember again, so far we've learned about Zihirus, which means the need to live life with awareness. Remember again, the Tova Amiti, the Raha Amiti, what's good, what's bad, what am I doing, where am I going? Zrizos, which means the need to go ahead and act with alacrity, because there's a recognition that if I don't take decisive action quickly, somehow things just end up not happening. So the Ramchal posits, once I've acquired these midos, so the only thing standing between me and Nikiyos is often knowledge. Is knowledge. Whether that's knowledge of halacha, so I should know what I can do, what I can't do, or the knowledge of musr, which sensitizes me ultimately again to leading a better kind of life. He goes on, V'gam lefi al alkein, hinei tzarech lo behechrich yediyas ha'alachas al boryam, la'da'as anfei ha'mitzos ad heichen he'magim. So I have to learn halacha. I have to say, how could I avoid sin? How could I avoid negative activity if I don't know what is negative? How can I do that? He goes on, he says, and often again, that's also because sometimes, especially with details, people forget. So interestingly enough, the way the Ramchal understands that we come to the Midah of Nikius is by learning the words of Chazal, which words specifically halacha and Musar. And often this halacha requires a review because we're talking about kind of minute details that a lot of times are just overlooked. So a person has to learn and a person has to review. So we'll say that's step number one. Step number two, v'chein b'inyan hamidos, when it comes ultimately again to a person's midos, muchrochos lo kriyas ma'amare hamusar, page kuflam zayin, kuflam chesar, lakamonim olachronim. Kipamim rabos achfilu achash yikba adam ba'atzmo lios min amedaktik himanikim ef shaloshi yesham bepratim mipne shalohi gia yidi asobahem ki ein adam nolad chacham vi ef shalolad das es hakol. I will say, what a profound statement. So remember again, the Midah of Nikios doesn't just go ahead and dictate behaviors, but the Midah of Nikius also goes ahead and covers midos. That again, perfecting my character traits. And I will say, a lot of times, it's easier to correct behaviors than it is to correct character traits. So if I have character traits, even small aspects of my character or persona, they're in a state of disarray. It's the same model. I have to learn Musar. I have to learn what it is that I'm doing wrong and what it is exactly that I need to correct. And not only that, I need constant review. Why? Because we forget things. And because I forget things, therefore what? I end up lapsing in my behaviors and in my midos. And I will say, look at this statement. Ki ein adam nolad chacham v'erf shal das hakol. No one is born a chacham, and no one knows everything. I will say, what a statement. This is Ramchal saying this. See, up until now, you thought it was just your wife telling you this, right? Now it's amazing, right? That Ramchal's telling me this also. Ach bekriyas hadvarim yisore b'mashalo yada, v'yisponu mashalo hiskel mitchila, v'afilu b'mashalo yimtza b'svarim atzmam. Listen to this. Something amazing happens when you learn. What happens when you learn? You begin to go ahead and understand things, right? You begin to understand things. You begin to see things in a different way. And you begin to understand things that are not even written in the sefer that you're learning. Why is this? This is incredible. Ki bihiyos sichlo neir al hadavar. When your intellect is awakened, then what? Holech umashkiach u'akolat stadin. We see this all the time. When a person is steeped in learning, you have a different outlook and perspective in life. And you see things in a different way beyond what it is that you're learning. Somehow, again, when I'm learning, and I'm steeped in learning, I look at the world, I look at myself, and I understand things, ultimately, again, in a different way. I understand things in a dramatically different way, right? But again, and I understand things that are not necessarily part of the subject material that I'm learning, right? But somehow, again, through the learning, my intellect and my neshama becomes awakened, and I just see things differently. It's an incredible idea. Let's just finish the chapter. Va'amnam mafsidi amida azos hineihem kol mafsidi hazihirus v'nosef alein chisarna b'kias b'yedeis adin amal misarim. So we'll say, remember again, on the flip side, so remember what detracts from the Midah of Nikios. What it is that what is it that prevents a person from acquiring that Midah of Nikios? So it's the opposite. What prevents me from acquiring Nikios? So are all the negative traits that we saw in Zrizos and Zihirus. And in addition to that is a lack of learning halacha and Musar. So I will say, if the learning of halacha and musar ultimately is what helps me to acquire the midah of nikios, not learning halacha and musar prevents me from acquiring the midah of Nikius. So we'll say, so an incredible, incredible idea. They both say, this is incredible. What did Chazal say? An Ama Aretz can never be pious. An Ama Aretz can't be pious if I don't know halacha and I don't know Musar. We'll say, again, we know this. We spend, Baruch Hashem, we're going to finish Shas shortly. You know, you can finish Shas and still not necessarily have an operational understanding of your Yiddishkeit and how to avoid chait. Because Gemara Memor is a different kind of limud. Exceptionally important. It's the foundation. You can't be a fully functioning Jew without Gemara. Yet again, I can't just learn Gemara. I need to fill out the diet with other things as well. Because if I don't know halacha, and if I don't learn Musar daily, then what? I don't have Nikias. And if you don't have Nikias, then at the end of the day, it's only a matter of time until you make dramatic mistakes, not even because you don't care, but simply because you don't know. He who does not know cannot do. Talmud Gadol, that's why Chazal say learning is so important, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Specifically because learning brings you to action. And specifically here, the learning of Halacha and the learning of Musar ultimately bring one to a state of Nikios. We'll stop here. In Meretz Hashem, B'Shatov Mitzlachos, we begin Perek Yud Gimel, the Midah of Prishus, in Meretz Hashem on Monday.